Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CE on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Douglas Atkins. In this brief lecture, I will discuss risk stratification and patient selection for perioperative immune checkpoint inhibitors in locally advanced head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. Most patients with head and neck cancer present with locally advanced disease, and the most common primary tumor site is that of the oral cavity, reflecting 60% of cases, followed by larynx, oropharynx, and hypopharynx. It is important to consider both adverse clinical and pathologic features in determining appropriate treatment pathways for these patients. I've listed here adverse clinical features, which include higher T stage, a smoking history, and primary tumor site involved the hypopharynx and oropharynx. These features carry a poor prognosis. In the pathology arena, high-risk pathology is well recognized as a burst prognostic feature for local regional recurrence. This is defined by positive margin and or extranodal extension. A large majority of patients, however, would have intermediate risk pathology, that is, includes lymphovascular or perineural invasion, two or more causative nodes, a single node more than 3 centimeters, or Q3 or N3 disease. And then finally, HPV status, in that HPV negative tumors carry for chronicity. It's important to consider the cause of cancer in determining appropriate management of these patients. The two common causes of head and neck cancer include carcinogens, which is primarily smoking or chewing tobacco, along with the human papilloma virus, the latter being specific really only to the oropharynx site. The vast majority of cases of head and neck cancer are caused by carcinogens such as smoking. Within the subset of patients with oropharynx cancer, a large majority today are now known to be caused by the human papilloma virus. Detection of the HPV status is principally performed in the local hospital laboratory using an immunohistochemistry stain called P16, which reflects a surrogate marker for HPV status, in that P16 positive oropharynx cancers are known to be induced, whereas P16 negative cancers are smoking or carcinogen induced. And it's clear that prognosis is poor for patients with HPV negative head and neck cancers compared to those with HPV positive oropharynx cancer. For example, in locally advanced HPV negative head and neck cancer, current therapy cures 50% or less of patients, whereas with HPV positive oropharynx cancer, current therapy cures 80% or more of patients. And the current treatment for HPV negative disease principally includes surgery, followed by radiotherapy or chemoradiotherapy, whereas in HPV positive oropharynx cancer, the current treatment is principally chemoradiotherapy. It's important to consider the factors that are relevant to the selection of patients for perioperative pembrolizumab. This includes the histology, that being squamous cell carcinoma, the site, that being oral cavity, larynx, oropharynx, and hypopharynx. Also, patients are to have locally advanced head and neck cancer and resectable disease as determined by an oncologic surgeon. In HPV negative, locally advanced head and neck cancer, we're speaking of clinical stages 3 and 4A, and oral cavity, larynx, and hypopharynx, the decision will be independent of P16 status. Whereas for oropharynx cancer, we're speaking specifically of P16 negative disease. For HPV positive oropharynx cancer, the focus here is on stage 3 disease, which is defined by resectable T4 disease. Also, appropriate candidates will have a tumor that has a PD-L1 combined positive score of 1 or greater. Patients should have adequate organ and function performance status, and no contraindications to innate checkpoint inhibitors, including immunosuppressive therapy, autoimmune diseases, and organ transplant. And finally, the role of cisplatin is relevant to these patients who've had tumor resection. In 2004, the result of 2 phase 3 trials established the importance of the addition of cisplatin to post-hoc antibiotherapy, which reduced the risk of local or regional recurrence and increased overall survival, but had no impact on the risk of distant recurrence. The benefit of cisplatin was limited to patients with high-risk pathology as defined by a positive surgical margin and or extranodal extension. Well, my time is up. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Total CME, LLC. End is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.